gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it.
That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It was named after Terry Barr. And she said, right, you know, can I be on the stream? I'm too busy. And I was like, you live in Madison. You love the segment. Like, but that's how busy she is. She does everything. So she'll still be here over the stream, and it'll be great. And we'll have Paige in the studio performing. And Terry is just an absolute treasure. So we're both lucky to have her as part of our shows. I love being part of New Wisco Weekend. I love picking the movies. And it's so much fun.
You know that I absolutely love your segment because you and I have such similar tastes in movies. And the one you picked for this episode of New Wisco Weekend is one of my favorites, of course. And I've watched it so many times. I actually think it's the best of all of them of this topic. So
I totally agree. Involving Hannibal Lecter, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Brian Cox is so amazing and creepy in just a few minutes of screen time.
You know, Hopkins did great.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic Lecter. But this was the first time you ever see Hannibal Lecter on screen. And he just did him so well, so creepy, so just understated. And I really do like that. I like it much better than Red Dragon, which was the remake.
With Edward Norton. I agree 100%. I'm with you. I like Silence of the Lambs, but I felt like it was so overt and it was still creepy. It was still scary. There was a lot of shock value. There wasn't as much shock value in Manhunter. It had an overall eeriness to it, though, that I just loved. And I love William Peterson. The stuff he did younger in his career when he was younger is just fantastic. So what else do you have coming up this weekend on New Wisco?
Well, it's all about superheroes on New Wisco weekend this week, because Monday, the 28th, is National Superhero Day. So we wanted to celebrate the everyday heroes and superheroes. We've got our cover story is a Wisconsin author who lists 100 Wisconsin idols. We have a story about the Red Cross looking for nominations for their heroes ceremony that they do every year, where they acknowledge somebody who's done wonderful things in their community. We've got that. We've got a story from Conrad on the Green Bay Optimists, which I think are superheroes because they help pilot programs for youth. Yeah. So, you know, we can take anything and flip it to be superhero-wise.
There you go. I hope you already turned it in, though, and you're not expecting it Saturday morning after a long
day. I've already turned everything in for it. It is ready to go.
That is fantastic. You had 7,000 Apart on recently. I love that you had a musical act on a show that's on kind of earlier. Aren't they great? They've been on Nightlight several times. They're fantastic. So much fun.
We have a musical guest on every single New Wisco weekend. Right. We end the show with a musical guest. And this week, it's one who did a song on superhero and how you can be the brave superhero of your own life. So we've got that. What is the name of that band? Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be our musical feature this week. We've always got a musical feature, whether it comes from Civic Media has such a wide variety of shows, and we can get musical features that have maybe been on Mino and the Mayor, or that have maybe been on Mad Radio, or maybe have been on your show. You know, you never know where the musical group is going to come from.
That's very true. All right. So let's get a quick. My guest is Lisa Hale. She is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media, and she hosts the news magazine program here in Northeast Wisconsin called New Wisco Weekend, which is outstanding. It runs two times every weekend. So definitely check it out if you haven't already. Next week, this is exciting. I know you and Todd Michaels, the producer of Mino and the Mayor, and as a side hustle, he is a paranormal investigator, which I think is so cool. You're doing a paranormal theme next week.
Yeah, next week's theme is paranormal, but it's also Tourism and Bike Month, and we wanted to get it all in there, but I definitely need to get in touch with Todd because we got to write that paranormal story, and believe me, I'm going to be, you know, leaning in on him for that.
I'm just going to say something. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Lise. You seem like the most on top of everything person I've ever met. Like, and I mean, like, honestly, like the reminders I get for new, there's no way I could ever forget a New Wisco weekend deadline because Conrad reminds me, but I get the emails from you. Honest to God, like I forgot about a meeting last week and it was in my calendar. But like if enough time goes by, you can forget stuff. Like you are on it. Like if I had something to do, I would give it to you and I know it would get done.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Todd says too.
Yeah.
Give it to Lisa, it'll get done. But I think that's from being in news and being in radio and organizing shows and stuff for so many years. I just get used to nagging people and realizing that I have to be the kindergarten teacher and have to pull people along. So
Who have your favorite guests been that you've had on, and would you do anything to get on the show as a guest?
Well, of course I would do anything to get Kevin Smith on as a guest. I don't know what I would have him talk about, I would do anything to get him on.
You and Amanda, she loves Kevin Smith too. Have you guys ever conversed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's fantastic.
Kevin Smith is one of my future ex-Mr. Lisa Hales. I just have to get him to divorce his wife and come to Wisconsin.
You have a husband too, right, though? I mean, you've got your own issues.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him too. But
what's your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
I have to go with, it's tied. It's tied between Clerks and Chasing Amy. Clerks, because it's the OG.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy was just so well written and so funny.
Right.
I adored it. But, and then of course there's Tusk for the weird ones.
I haven't seen that. You know, I've seen about four or five of his films, but I have not seen Tusk. There's a few others too, but it's funny you say Clerks and Chasing Amy because they were very different movies. Like Clerks mm-hmm. was almost had this gritty guerrilla style. And then Chasing Amy was that with a budget. They gave him a budget. Yes. It looks cleaner. It looks nicer. So it's interesting. You kind of have opposite ends of the spectrum there. I think that's great.
Yeah. Kevin Smith really can do no wrong in my book, even with his weird movies. I find something that is relevant or that I can take as a nugget from every one of them. And Clerks is always going to be my favorite.
You know, here's my fear.
Even Jersey Girl. I liked Jersey Girl.
Oh, I forgot about Jersey Girl. Yeah. Here's my fear for you though, is that this is actually going to come to fruition. You're going to get your shot with Kevin Smith. He's probably going to get divorced again because he's in that world. You'll see that he's available. You'll dump your husband like a bad habit, and Kevin Smith will be the new Mr. Lisa Hale. But after about a year, guess what? He's just a dude, and you're going to go, what the heck was I thinking?
But he's a dude who can make me laugh.
Well, and you'll remind him to make you laugh all the time.
And I will remind him. I will send him an email saying, just so you know, your deadline to make me laugh is Wednesday at 11:59 p.m.
Get that in quickly, please. You have a movie line memory like me. We've gone back mm-hmm. and forth over, you know, Messenger when I turn in my pick of the week.
Right.
What movie do you think you could quote like nonstop? What's your most quotable movie?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can quote Fame.
Oh,
if you
wow,
play nice. The movie Fame, I will do the entire movie for you, the entire script. Let's see.
What's your favorite song from Fame?
Out Here on My Own.
Me too. I knew you were going to say that. Such a great underrated
tune.
It
really
great.
Is. It's understated. It's a lovely ballad. So yeah, Fame, I quote a lot. I do quote Clerks quite often.
Okay.
I also quote Real Genius.
Oh, I love that movie.
My favorite quote from there is, I am pondering the immortal words of Socrates, who once said, I drank what? So, yeah.
That's a Real great, Genius. Great way to,
all the time.
That's a great way to go out. Thank you so much, Lisa. Hey, have a great show this weekend. Let's do this again.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go back and forth. Keep sending those movie lines.
Okay. How right, about this friend. One? In a row?
Yes. I'll think about it. I'll message you. Thanks so much, Lisa Hale. Coming up next, it's Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here with a very special guest. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere and check out New Wisco Weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlight. for my favorite time of the week, where we talk about music and even more fun stuff. I mean, Nightlight's all about fun stuff to begin with. We do movies, we do comedy, we do TV and music, and Friday is outstanding music because Terry Barr, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, is here. Hello, my friend.
Oh, hi, Pete. And this is an extra special Bar Band Friday. I'm so excited about this one.
Because
thanks,
Aaron's here?
On Bar Band Friday and ready to go with this.
Absolutely. I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person, but once again, we thought outside the box, Terry, and this was your suggestion, and I loved it. Let's have someone live in the studio. And even though you couldn't be here, you still brought an outstanding guest with you. Why don't you introduce her?
Okay. This young lady is making waves. She's selling out shows. She's singing the national anthem all over the place, including a recent Milwaukee Bucks game. I'm talking about none other than Paige Kleber.
Hi, guys. Woo! What's up?
I want to say, too.
I'm glad you're here.
What?
She's glad you're here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm here too.
Paige, you are officially, we're making Nightlight history here because Paige is the youngest guest we've had on Nightlight so far.
No way, actually?
Yeah.
Conrad, my producer,
is 14, but I understand you're 12.
Yes, I am. So. I turned 12 in February, so I'm stoked about that.
You're newly 12?
I am newly 12.
Has your life changed?
Isn't it incredible, you guys?
Oh, unbelievable.
Like, everything happened for me, like, when I was, like, 11, so I'm excited what 12 brings. I released my album when I was 11. I, like, sang the national anthem when I was 11. But now I'm 12, so who knows what kind of turns are coming my way.
What kind of dreams do you have for being 12 years old? What do you want to do this year?
I don't know. I kind of want to, like, just do more, like, open mic nights because it's kind of, like, been my New Year's resolution because I feel like I haven't been, like, doing that much because I've more been doing, like, national anthems and, like, doing, like, hour gigs at, like, coffee shops. So
nice.
I'm planning to do more, like, open mic night stuff, like, just more out there kind of things instead of, like, more, like, big shows.
Yeah.
But I do want to play more big shows, too. So, yeah, just, like, getting myself out there. It's, like, another big goal.
How about that? A 12-year-old, and it's almost May, and she's still honoring her New Year's resolution when most of us have scrapped it after, like, 4 days. That's very impressive.
No kidding.
How did you guys meet? Terry, how did you discover Paige, or how did you meet her?
Well, she is I would say an amazing product of Girls Rock Camp Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She learned a lot there about music,
playing guitar,
writing songs. And the thing about it where many of us, even the ladies rock campers, which I would be one, it's an awesome time. And then you walk away and you go do other things. Paige has stayed on top of what she's learned as she just keeps, you know, creating and being out there and putting herself out there. And I feel like a proud auntie or something. We met her that way. And then she came on Max Inc. Radio. Ooh, that must have been 5 months ago already. And she just blew us away with an hour long performance and interview.
Mm-hmm. Was it really an hour?
Oh, it was an hour. We had a couple commercials, but it was pretty much the full hour. She played something like 6 songs, Pete.
Oh, my gosh. And all the original songs. You write your own stuff.
Yes.
How do you do that, Paige? Like, you're in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got homework, you got your friends, your folks, your family. When do you find time to write? Do you lock yourself in a room? Do you do it between classes? What's your process?
I mostly do it at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning.
What?
No, like, I wouldn't exactly say 2 a.m. That's more of my summer bedtime.
Okay, that's good.
But more the limit is 11 p.m.
You have to be in bed by 11?
Yeah.
Okay. She's looking over at her mom to see if her mom can hear what she's saying right now.
Mom's in the studio.
Mom just gave the thumbs up, all right.
I have like wrote like songs at school, but then I don't like I really continue them like at home because I don't have like a guitar or like a piano in my hands because I usually just like write my songs at an instrument because then I can like get a better understanding of like what notes I'm playing you know, because then if I ever were to like produce that music, then I would like tell my producer, like, okay, this is like stuff that I want, you know.
So I'm kind of blown away here, Paige. I don't know if you understand, like you just said before my first album came out, how many 11-year-olds have, other than what Michael Jackson maybe, like honest, or Taylor Swift, put out an album when they're 11? Do you understand how cool that is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But I don't really think about it every day.
Right.
And you know, I mean, like, it's okay. just a day, like, at school, like.
But you don't mind if I geek out over it, though, right?
Yeah. Me too.
Me too, yeah.
Aaron too.
Paige, are you writing new songs for your next album?
I'm continuing to writing, but, yeah, I'm still deciding if I want to, like, put out, like a single or, like, another album or something, but yeah, I'm continuing to like write more and more songs every day. So I'm trying to like write more because I feel like I've been like not writing as much as I used to. But I kind of like want to get back into like my writing habits.
That happens though, right? I mean, that's how it is with writers. You have writer's block, then you feel inspired. Yes. That's okay.
I had this huge writer's block, but it finally went away. It's still like kind of there, but I think like the more that I write, the more it goes away. Right. So I'm just trying to like
work your way through it. Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
This is exciting, folks. It's great that you're here tonight. Paige Cleaver is here in the studio. She's our guest tonight on Bar Band Friday, along with my Bar Band host, co-host Terry Barr, who introduced us to Paige Cleaver, who is here. She's going to perform for us when we come back after a very short break. Do not go anywhere. It's Bar Band Friday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. The funeral of Pope Francis underway at the Vatican right now, with President Trump, Britain's Prince William, and Ukraine's President Zelensky among the thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square. CBS's Chris Livesay is there.
It's a very somber mood as people reflect on the life of Pope Francis and many pray for his soul. And this word, the people's pope, keeps being used a lot. He was a pope who said he wanted a poor church for the poor.
The pontiff lying in a simple wooden coffin with a few ritual objects, as Vatican expert John Allen explains.
The Redito is a scroll that summarizes the accomplishments of the Pope's life that is placed into the coffin along with coins that were minted during his papacy. And it does very much emphasize his effort to try to end war.
Again, funeral rites underway for Pope Francis, who died Monday at 88. CBS News Special Report. I'm Vicki Barker, live.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers pick another receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where it's day three of the NFL draft wrapping up today. Last night, the Packers added two more players, an offensive lineman from NC State, Anthony Belton, 6'6", 336 pounds, and a 6'4" wide receiver from TCU, Savion Williams. I asked Williams why his college coach had him line up in the Wildcat, run options, and even threw a touchdown.
I played quarterback in high school. I played quarterback my whole life, so I think them moving me in the backfield doing all that, I think that just came from that, just having the ball in my hand right now and just moving around and doing things like that.
Baseball. Brewers and the Cardinals playing again in St. Louis. Last night, the Crew losing 3-2. NBA playoffs. The Bucks with a win over the Pacers in Milwaukee, 117-101.
I think tonight it was like we came with the right mentality. You know, collectively, everybody was up and into the ball. We didn't just let things happen.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, lots of sunshine, highs near 59 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Partly sunny with a high near 60 on Sunday, and a little breezy. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, a low near 47. Showers and storms Monday, 70.
Right now, 35.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump launched a cryptocurrency meme coin with his likeness on January 17th, just before Inauguration Day. April 21st, with its value plummeting, the company offered top buyers of the coin a dinner with Trump and a personal tour of the White House. That likely violates the Emoluments Clause. The website for the meme coin loudly promotes a dinner with Trump at his Washington Golf Club for the top 220 owners of the coin, and for the top 25 owners, an exclusive reception and special VIP tour. But as of April 24th, any reference to touring the White House was scrubbed from the site. With the value having fallen from $74 to a low of $7.66 on April 17th, the price jumped after the announcement to $14.54 on April 23rd. But it's not the price of the coin that should worry Americans, but that corporations, special interests, or foreign governments could exploit the offer as an opportunity to channel money to the notoriously transactional Trump in exchange for access and favors. Jordan Leibowitz of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington told Mother Jones magazine, "This is about as unethical as you can get, essentially selling off access to the president," unquote. We have a pre-scrubbing graphic and more on the Emoluments Clause at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
Paige is singing.
Get your humor.
She wants to sing. It's Taylor Swift. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Terry Barr is with me. It is a Bar Band Friday night, and we have Terry is joining us via the stream. I am in Madison tonight with our in-studio guest, Paige Kleber.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
All right.
What's up?
And you've been on Max Inc. You're no stranger to this studio,
I probably have.
Yeah.
It's great to be back. Yeah. I'm so happy.
I can tell.
Yay. So remember us when you're famous. That's what I told her at the end of our first interview.
I will do that.
Because she's going to be famous.
All right. Well, even if you're not famous, remember us. It's just kind of a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends everywhere you go. Yes. That's how you got to roll.
That sounds like a song. All right. So are you going to play something for us, Paige?
I will play something.
You're going to play. You said you wanted to play a song called Better Than Me.
Yes, I do.
It sounds a little. I don't want to say anything. I'll hold off judgment, but it sounds great. You just start up whenever you're ready. This is Paige Kleber on Nightlight Bar Band Friday night.
Me, baby, am I just for the looks? Will last just as long as the time you took. Tell me, baby, did I ever make it past you? What was I supposed to do? She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Guess to me, it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself you love. I'm the first one that you see. Hey, baby, need something more, something better than me. Tell me, baby, could this be more confusing? You said I send your heart running. She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Gets to me, it sure looks like. So much.
I don't know if I'm more.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm more in awe of the fact that she's that was such a great song, or that she knows more about relationships at 12 than I do.
I know, it's amazing.
How did where does the inspiration for that song come from?
I just started like thinking of like a melody in my head, and I just kind of put some words to it. You know, it just kind of like came on. I just got like a piece of paper and just started like writing and writing and writing. And it was fantastic. I never like felt so like satisfied. It was satisfying. That's the word I would say for it.
Now, how new is that song, Paige? When was that written? And is that, would you say that's your most popular song?
I think that maybe I can't say what my most popular song would be. They're all really good. I just love them all so much.
It's a great song.
It's what? My favorite.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Make That's sure so you nice. Ask her about her fan club.
Oh,
I've got
yes.
my little bracelet on in honor of the Glue Sticks, her fan
Ooh,
club.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
I actually just signed up a few minutes ago.
That's so you did?
So tell us, where does the name the Glue Sticks come from? That's pretty cool.
My last name, Kleber, it rhymes with Justin Bieber. That's just what I tell people. Like, what's your name, Paige? Paige Kleber, Rumpus Justin Bieber, if you have a hard time remembering that. I'm like, okay. It comes from the German word glue. It means like Kleber, so my last name in German means glue. So I call my supporters Glue Sticks. So if you go to my website, PaigeKleber.com, kind of looks like Kleber, and you like can like put in your email address for the Glue Sticks fan club. You get like notified for like new gigs. It's all thanks to my roadie, aka my dad, aka website person.
Website person.
Website builder. Website designer.
Takes a team.
Yeah.
It does take a team.
That's so great. And what a cool name for your fan club. Terry mentioned that you're doing the national anthem at a lot of places. Do you like doing that? And tell us what that's been like.
I've like done a lot of national anthems at like everywhere in like Wisconsin, from like the Mallards game to the Bucks game to just kind of anywhere that I can like play at like the high school, at like just anywhere that I have an opportunity to like get on stage, I'll take it.
That's a hard song.
Yeah, it is.
And then you play guitar with it. You're not doing it a cappella. You're playing your guitar and singing one of the hardest songs out there to sing and to nail it because everybody knows that song.
That's a great point. Were you better at the guitar first or did you like singing first? What was that sequence?
I kind of started singing when I was maybe like 5 or 6 or just, I was just singing as like a toddler in my crib or something, you know, just like every day. I was in love with Adele. I loved Adele when I was like really young. I was an Adele fan. That was me. And then I started playing like piano when I was 5 because I really wanted to do it because my sister was doing it and just looked so cool. And I was like, I want to do that. And then she signed me up for my mom signed me up for piano lessons. And then I got into piano. I started playing more like classical music. And I liked that, but I was like still really into pop music. And then I got introduced to like guitar. I just got a guitar for like, I think it was Christmas or maybe my birthday.
Okay.
Nobody knows. And then I just, yeah.
It's so long ago.
That's how long, nobody knows. And then I just started like looking up songs to play on YouTube and everything just like that. And then I went to Girls Rock Camp, which was awesome. You like go there for a week and you like, you write a song with a band and then you name the band and then you get to perform it. Perform the song that you wrote with your band that you named. It was incredible. I was like, wait, people do this in a week? Apparently.
That sounds like an absolute blast, Paige.
It is.
And you, I want to applaud, I mean, you know, I always tell kids like, and maybe you'd agree with this, Terry, do what you love now. Don't wait until you're an adult. And you've got such a head start on everybody else who wants to be a singer-songwriter. You're already doing it. I think that's amazing. Do you want to play another song now or do you want to wait until after the break?
We can wait after the break.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Where do you find inspiration, Paige, to write? What do you write about? Do you write about, you know, school or your friends or
Song sounded like a boy.
It did.
That last song. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily about like, it was just like general, you know, with that song, I don't really know what I was like. I don't remember what I was thinking about when I was writing it. I just was like, oh, what's wrong with me? B. And I just wrote a line that was like B, you know, But I like that song so much because it just kind of like shows how I've like grown as like a songwriter and a singer.
Yeah.
Cause like I've written even like better songs than that, but it's still a really good song, you know?
Yeah, totally. My guest is Paige Kleber. She is our guest tonight for Bar Band Friday Night, as is Terry Barr. Mm-hmm. Terry introduced Nightlight to Paige. She's here in the studio. It's great to have her. We just heard her song Better Than Me. She's going to perform another one after we do a quick break. But before we get to the break, I want to, when you're not performing or writing songs, I know you like Taylor Swift, but would you say she's your main influence or who do you listen to now?
I think she's like, I like Olivia Rodrigo. I've been recently listening to a lot of her music. She was like my inspiration at like 11 when everything kind of just like started to kick up. She was like what I thought about during like the recording process of my album. So I do love Taylor. But then I think like my earliest inspiration was Adele. Yeah.
Okay.
Cause like, have you heard her sing?
She's great. She's got a great voice. Yeah.
How can you not love her? Anyway, she's great. Taylor's great.
She's schooling you, Pete.
I'm used to it. Not by a 12-year-old, but this is the first for that. But so how do you, like, do your classmates see you, Paige, doing these great things? Like you said, you sing the national anthem at school events and all this kind of thing. What's their take on what you're doing? Are they supportive or are they envious or do they think you're really cool because you're doing this thing you dream about? What's the deal there?
I think they are a little envious, but we push
through. I'm envious.
We're all
envious of you, Paige.
Thank you, guys. And then I just use that as like material to write songs.
There you go.
Cause there's
good girl.
Yeah.
That's the way to use it.
As Taylor once said, there's no greater revenge than writing a song about someone you hate and getting and winning a Grammy over it. So, I mean.
Oh, I love that. where can people see you? Do you have any dates coming up, Paige, like where they can see you live?
Yes, I'm performing at the Whammies.
Oh, nice.
You are?
Whammies are Wisconsin Music Awards.
Yeah.
So you can find
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm up for Rising Star. It's on May 4th. And you can go, it's called...
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick break and then we'll find out. We got to do a very short break.
Is it on your website?
What?
Is it on your website?
Yes, it is on my website.
All right. We'll give you all the information you need after this very short break. And then Paige is going to perform again. She's in the studio. Yay. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Bar Band Friday Night with our pal Terry Barr.
Woo.
Paige Cleaver's here. We're coming right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Our friend Terry Barr is here from Max Inc. Radio, and she introduced us to this amazing performer that we have in the studio right now, Paige Cleaver.
Hey, Paige. Guys.
Hey,
how's it going? Hey, Terry. What's up?
It is so great to see you, to hear you.
Thank you
for joining us for a special Bar Band Friday.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me here.
So before we get too far into the segment, Paige, because I want to hear you again. Do you mind singing something, and then we can have a little more conversation after that?
Will do.
All right. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you guys a song called 2025, and I originally wrote this about the election, but I think things took a little turn for the worst, so I just called it a Happy New Year song.
Okay.
So
I love it.
Yeah. Here's 2025.
2025. Paige Cleaver, Bar Band Friday Night.
Hey, everybody out here, whoa, believe in. Most saying, whoa.
That's Paige Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen, on Barbie and Friday Night here on Nightlight. That was outstanding. So I assume that's a pretty new song, given the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote it in like in November of 2024, and I was like, I'll just sing it in 2025. But then I like didn't sing it in 2025, so then everyone was like, you know, it's not 2025, right? I'm like, yes, I'm very aware of the year.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. So, Paige, if you want to hear Paige's music, she's on Spotify, YouTube. You can see her at the Whammies. Is that right, Terry? Am I getting that right?
That is correct. Okay. The Whammies are in Milwaukee this year.
Yes.
And I think, Paige, did you say May 4th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what, you're up for Best New Artist?
Mm-hmm. I'm also up for Best New Artist in the Madison Music Awards, the Mamas, M-A-M-A.
Oh. So am I. Good luck.
Best wishes.
I can't argue with her. I'm really kind of in awe that you are doing all this at your age, Paige. And what, like, have you ever won an award before for what you do?
I haven't. I'm really excited. When I found out that I was like up for Best New Artist, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, right? And then my mom was like, no, you're up for Rising Star. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
I was kind of like, what does this mean now? Like, what happens if I win?
Hey, Paige, like, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
Okay, so sweet. I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want your career to go? Do you want to sell out
Good
arenas?
Question.
Do you want to write movie scores? Do you want to just have a great, like, what do you see yourself? Let's say 25-year-old Paige, where are you?
Ooh. I want to like sell out arenas. I would say like I want to be a pop star, like what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
But I just say singer songwriter because it sounds better. Like, oh, I'm a singer songwriter instead of like I'm gonna be a pop star. I mean, it is true, but I just kind of lean more with singer songwriter.
Yeah.
I kind of like that term better.
I think it's a great term. I think you have a ton of personality and a ton of talent, and I cannot thank you enough for joining us here tonight for
You're
Barbie
so
and Friday
welcome.
Night.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Terry, thank you very much for introducing us to Paige and for Barbie and Friday Night. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to my guests, Lisa Hale, Frank Anderson. And Monday on Nightlight, we have comedian Zane Lamprey, who is coming back to Wisconsin, and filmmaker behind The Dells, Nelly Kluse, which you can see at the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's all Monday night on Nightlight. I'll be back in Green Bay. Thank you so much, Aaron Zommers. Thank you, as always, yes. My friend. Just crushing it, as usual.
Thanks, guys.
That's actually Aaron
singing.
Thank
you.
Right, good night, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepecki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. Go-To for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation,
gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. The scene in St. Peter's Square this hour and the funeral rites for Pope Francis. CBS's Chris Livesay is there.
It is a very somber mood as people reflect on the life of Pope Francis and many pray for his soul. And this word, the people's pope, keeps being used a lot. He was a pope who said he wanted a poor church for the poor. He wanted to bring the papacy, bring the church down to street level, which is where we are right now. And it's, again, what the people who have come out here and who loved him so much continue to say.
In a little while, the simple wooden coffin will be carried not inside the Vatican, but to the Basilica of St. Mary Maggiore in a rather run-down part of Rome. CBS's Seth Doan is there.
This was a basilica that was very important to Pope Francis.